I spoke to him at San Francisco Airport, Dan, about an hour ago. I mean, you know, Richo said they followed, he's a bit like Mag. He said they followed all the correct channels. They spoke to the NRL. They spoke to the players. They spoke to the staff. And I suppose at the heart of it, Dan, is an issue of whether the media has a right to know. And I said to Richo, well, look, you can take it two ways. I mean, the media is a conduit to your fans. And if you lie to the media and deceive the media, then some people would argue you're deceiving your fans. Now, Richard said our fans are smart enough to know what we need to tell them, what we don't need to tell them. So that was his viewpoint on that front. I mean, I don't know. I sort of look at it this way, Dan, that John Sutton's been a loyal bloke in that footy side for a long time. And I agree that maybe they would have headed all this up if they'd spoken to us about it at the time. But you know, Richard said he's comfortable with the way the process was, and they owe John Sutton a bit of loyalty because he's been very loyal for a long time to that footy club. And if they come out and said what happened at the time, you know, maybe John Sutton would have been crucified. Obviously, now it's come out anyway, and it's all, you know, he's probably copped that anyway as a result. But, you know, Richo says he's comfortable with what they did back then, he's comfortable with where it's at now, and I don't think he regrets it.
Brent, I made the point that there's a big difference between being arrested and being charged, but I've read that charges were dropped, so they must have been there in the first place. When were they dropped? Do we know that?
Yeah, I think Richard, so I'm just going through my notes, so I'm pretty sure he told me it was in December the charges got dropped. And he said if the charges weren't dropped, this would have been a completely different situation. But once the charges were dropped, they were comfortable with what they did initially, they were comfortable with the state of course that they chose at that point in time. But he did say if the charges weren't dropped, this situation would have been different, because I think the NRL would have come out and told everyone at the time if the charges weren't dropped. So, you know, that had a big bearing on the way the whole situation was handled. Once those charges were dropped, the guys were in the clear, I guess, from a police standpoint, and maybe South didn't think that they had to go public with everything that happened because, you know, obviously the matter wasn't as serious.
So I think we do need to know, we need more detail on what happened, because if it involves a woman, then all of a sudden it changes everything. But if it's just these two blokes getting into a stink, either with each other or with locals after a few too many, well, that's a different, that places it into another context entirely. So what do we actually think happened, Rudy?
Well, Richard said there was no brawl, Dan. So, I mean, there's obviously been suggestions there was a brawl involved. He insisted there was no brawl involved in this. My understanding, it was just some guys out, obviously out in the drink when they weren't supposed to be. And obviously something has happened, but he insisted there was no fight. I don't think there was a woman involved. I think we can probably rule that out straight away.
Okay.
But, you know, no brawl, which is something that's been reported, and he wanted to clear that up. And obviously, blokes go out in the drink. They probably shouldn't have been out in the drink, but they shouldn't have been out in the drink, and things happen. But I don't think it's as bad as what maybe some people are perceiving that it was.